many of the movies and television programs shown in Germany are made here in the United States. Instead of subtitles, there are German actors who dedicate their careers to providing the voices for Robert De Niro, Julia Roberts, Brad Pitt, and others. The art of dubbing English into German is practically a science. From Hamburg, Martiga Lahn reports.
The American TV series The Sopranos is already in its second season on German television. But most Germans have no idea that James Gandolfini and the other actors speak with a wall-to-wall New Jersey accent.
Whoa, we talked about this. You were going to give him a pass, but he should know. You don't want to create confusion and subordination.
German-speaking audiences see Gandolfini, but hear Eberhard Haar, a Hamburg actor who looks nothing like Tony Soprano.
Whoa, wir haben darüber geredet. Soll den Freibrief kriegen. Aber der soll den Deckzettel sein. Sonst ist nur verwirrt und der Gehorsam ist im Arsch.
Dubbing is so good here that many viewers might easily assume they're watching German productions. Yet, more than half their TV shows and more than 70% of their movies are American. Frank Luta, dubbing production manager at Studio Hamburg, says audiences are sometimes fooled.
You think these people are not American anymore, that they are German. You think it's a story in New York or in San Francisco or so, and it's normal for all viewers that they're talking in German.
Normal, because Germany is known for its detail-oriented dubbing. It's a laborious process here that involves dozens of actors, screenwriters, dialogue directors, and cutters.
Miami relatives.
Also die Miami Verwandten.
At the studio in Hamburg, crews spend long days in dark rooms recording until they get an exact lip-sync match for every line spoken in a TV show or movie. Their challenge is to convey all the feeling of the original while sticking to the same number of syllables spoken on screen. Dialogue director Jürgen Neu says he often has to trim the German lip-sync scripts.
You have to make the German sentences in the same length, but sometimes you have to change or cut off one word, because English is every time very more quicker to speak as German.
And by matching the lip movements so closely, German actors who dub American stars' voices become celebrities in their own right. They can even hold up the release of an American film here. For example, a Julia Roberts movie can't be dubbed without Daniela Hoffman. She's been Roberts' German voice since Pretty Woman, and she also dubs Calista Flockhart on Ally McBeal.
Julia Roberts has this low, sexy voice like this schlüpfrige kleine Scheißerchen. And Ally McBeal is always high and soft, like this. Männer sind wie Kaugummis. Je länger man sie kaut, umso eher verlieren sie ihren Geschmack.
Norbert Gerke is head of dubbing at Studio Funk in Hamburg and Berlin. He describes his job as an art form.
Unser Ziel ist es eigentlich, das Ziel einer guten Synchronisation ist...
My objective is to make sure that viewers can't tell that what they're watching was originally filmed in English. It has to be so organic, so high quality and well translated, that we get as close to the original as we can.
And audiences here are so used to seamless dubbing that a bad synchronization can make an American film flop at the box office. For NPR News, I'm Martiga Lahn in Hamburg.